Following this, her womb remained barren, but she did not sorrow or grieve as women often do. Instead, he aired his grievances, not to his wife, but to God. Observe how each maintained their respective roles. He did not scorn Sarah for being childless, nor did he blame her for it. Conversely, she strived to provide him solace for her infertility through the maid. This was not yet forbidden at the time. Today, it is not permitted for women to allow their husbands such indulgences or for men to form such relationships, whether their wives know or not, even if they are deeply distressed by their inability to have children. For they shall receive the punishment. Their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. Currently, it is forbidden, but at that time it had not yet been prohibited. Therefore, both Sarah commanded this, and he obeyed, but not for the sake of pleasure. However, some may point out how he expelled Hagar at Sarah's request. Well, this is what I want to highlight, that both of them obeyed each other in all matters. But don't just focus on these events, but also dig deeper into what happened before, such as Hagar's rudeness towards Sarah and her braggadocio against her mistress. What could be more aggravating for a noble and free woman?